There can be many different causes for pain or numbness. One of them is piriformis syndrome. Here to help us understand it better is Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab. Dr. Riley, doesn't sound good, but what is it?
Yeah, it's kind of an awkward word. So piriformis syndrome is simply irritation to the piriformis muscle. And the piriformis muscle is a muscle that's going to sit deep in your buttocks, underneath your big glute max muscle. And it runs from your lower spine or your pelvis over to the top of your femur or your thigh bone, okay? And what that muscle is responsible, it kind of runs diagonal. And what it's responsible to do is it actually, you know, rotates your leg outward. So if you're sitting there and you kind of rotate your leg outward, it's external rotation of your hip. And so that's the main function of that muscle. It assists in external rotation. So it's just irritation of that muscle. And so related to symptoms, patients might come in with, hey, Dr. Riley, I've got this kind of aching, deep aching right in my buttocks, you know, and also I've got some radiating or some numbness or some tingling down into the back of my leg. So with our exam, we've spoken about this in the past. I want to take a detailed history, determine, you know, if there's some complicating factors, and then take them through some, you know, some exam findings or some orthopedic tests to make a determination, because it potentially could be a few different things. So for the sake of this conversation, we'll assume that they have piriformis syndrome, and through the exam, we determine that there's some irritation of that muscle. So what happens is that piriformis muscle, it actually sits on top or can sit on top of the sciatic nerve. So the sciatic nerve is that large nerve that travels down the back of the leg. We've talked about sciatica in the past, which is irritation to that nerve, and that's what gives you some pain down into the leg. Okay, so we've determined that you have piriformis syndrome. So some causes of piriformis syndrome, a lot of times it's just muscle spasm of that piriformis, and so that muscle's gone into spasm, and it's irritating potentially the sciatic nerve, and it's causing you some discomfort. The tightening of that muscle could be in response to some type of injury. It's rarely just overuse, and you might have some biomechanical issues. A lot of times it's related to folks that, you know, sit for extended periods of time. Symptoms, like I'd spoken of, you're going to get kind of a dull ache right there in your buttocks. You might get some sciatic type symptoms, you know, pain down the back of the leg into your calf, maybe even into the foot. You might notice that you have some discomfort in your buttocks walking up or downstairs. You know, inclines and declines can be relatively discomfort as well. Prolonged sitting, when you sit for an extended period of time, that's another thing that potentially could aggravate it. And then just, I spoke about biomechanics. Biomechanically, if you have some limitations in your hip joint isn't moving as it should, you might compensate in the piriformis, and you know, that's where you might feel it. Diagnosing the problem, I've talked about just exam, you know, just a general exam can typically rule other things out, and we can, you know, we can diagnose you with piriformis. You know, imaging's not going to show us a whole lot, so x-ray's not going to show us much. I mean, it might show us what's going on with the SI joint or your sacroiliac joint or maybe your hip, but related to the soft tissue, it's not going to show us much. Treatment, okay, this is the biggie. So we've determined that you have piriformis syndrome. You know, it's a function of your hips lost some mobility and maybe you sit too much. So the first course is going to be, just like with any type of inflammatory response, Scott, we want to, you know, we want to handle the inflammation properly. So we're going to use some ice, maybe some type of anti-inflammatory, and then rest. We're going to avoid activities that are going to bother it. Obviously, I mean, that's just a no-brainer. So if you were to sprain your ankle, we're going to rest the ankle. We might use some compression, some ice, and maybe some anti-inflammatories. Once we kind of get the problem calmed down conservatively, then we can likely move into some type of therapy-based approach. And so when I talk about therapy, it could be from a chiropractor or a physical therapist, maybe, you know, even an educated athletic trainer. What we want to do is reduce the tension in that muscle. So we're going to start stretching it. There's some simple stretches that folks could get online and look. I normally don't, you know, recommend that you just get online and start looking at looking up information. But if you have been diagnosed with piriformis syndrome and you're looking for some simple stretches, there are a few simple stretches that you can do to start to reduce the tension in that muscle, hopefully reducing the irritation if it is putting pressure on the sciatic nerve. There's also been some new research to show that stretching your hamstrings are going to help as well. So range of motion, whether it's in the muscle or the hip joint, you know, increasing motion is going to be important. And then hopefully folk kind of transitioning in some type of stability program. We've spoken about in the past, that's our model here at Tulsa Spinal Rehab. We want to focus on mobility and stability. So once we've reduced tightness and tension, increased range of motion, we want to figure out if there's some weaknesses or some deficiencies in stability in like the glute medius or your hip stabilizers. Then recommend some exercise, some other things that you can do to help stabilize and strengthen some of that musculature. So in some cases, you know, patients don't respond well to conservative or, you know, therapy-based approach, so we can inject it, or a pain management physician could inject, put a little steroid in there or some type of pain reliever. And there's also been some research that shows that some physicians are starting to use Botox to kind of really relax that muscle, reduce the irritation. So those are a few things to treat it as well.
You don't have to live with pain and numbness any longer. Check in with the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab and see how they can help you. 918-743-3737.